I'm Todd Morris from Mission Network News. Ramadan, Islam's holiest month, begins today, and as Muslims begin their fasts, ISIS is calling for it to be a month of conquest and jihad against Europe and America. But Sat7 CEO Terry Ascott says there's a cry coming from the Middle East to North Africa for a better future. A cry for hope resounding in the question, why are Muslims destroying each other in the name of our common God? In 20 years of ministry, Ascott says these questions are continually being addressed by Sat7's programming.
We're seeking to help people in their situation by bringing them programming about trauma. We're bringing them schooling for their children who've been displaced from their schools. We're bringing advice of how to live as a displaced person.
Pray that during this month of fasting, Muslims would heal and come to know the one true God through Jesus Christ. And summer in the United States often means Bible camps and vacation Bible schools for children, but it's a privilege not all get. Depending on the location, some churches have to get pretty creative to hold Bible camps without retaliation. Despite the challenges, though, this isn't stopping the gospel from spreading. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
As we've seen so often in our children's ministries, when a child comes to know Christ as Lord and Savior, and they take home their children's Bibles or the children's literature that they provided, or maybe a Bible lesson they've learned at camp. Sometimes these little children can be the most effective evangelists in beginning to reach their families for Christ as well.
Pray for these churches, for the spread of the gospel, and God's protection over all involved. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is what we see on the news, but One Way inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.